When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one. Greatly appreciate Stacy and the information, the service they're providing for folks up here in our listening area. Dr. Gary Willey's chiropractic office on Main Street in downtown Sheboygan. Again, that phone number, 231-627-4300. For those of you listening online downstate, around the state of Michigan, the manufacturer of the machine, the equipment, Cutting Edge Technology, their website is celasers.com. You can click on the human versus animal and get into their directory, looking up by address or by city, those people downstate that have invested in the equipment as well, and you can get some treatments down in your area. So again, just go to celasers.com, cuttingedgelasers.com, and look them up and find a service provider for you downstate. I know not that many people can afford to drive up to Sheboygan, but you can find them in your area as well. Getting back to this story about John James getting into the governor's race, he announced it yesterday afternoon. Prior to his public service, James was a president of a supply chain management company and CEO of a Detroit-based logistics services company. Democrats were quick to paint James as a ladder climber who has dodged holding town hall meetings during his second term in office in particular. Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel was quick to act. In response to the announcement, he said, already as a congressman, John James runs away from his constituents, refusing to hold town hall meetings and seeming not even to live in his own district anymore. Meanwhile, he's already hung Michigan families out to dry by working to gut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security. Said Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel. Well, first of all, everything he just said about gutting Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security is a bald-faced lie. Bald-faced lie. Donald Trump, by executive order, was no act of Congress, it was no vote, there was nothing on the floor that Congressman John James and other congressmen voted for. This was done by executive order by the President of the United States. That's number one. Number two, there are no cuts to Medicare and Social Security. That is, again, a talking point by the Democrats. They want to go to that one. That's their go-to anytime they want to attack a Republican. Oh, they want to take away your Medicare and Social Security. Those old TV commercials of a Republican in a navy suit, white shirt, red tie, got an elderly woman in a wheelchair. He pushes her down this path right off the edge of a cliff. That's not happening. That is a bald-faced lie. Now, when it comes to Medicaid, the cuts, the freezes that President Trump has put in place is due to the waste, fraud, and abuse that we have here in the state of Michigan under this Democrat governor and her choice of who is running the Department of Health and Human Services. Who is it? Elizabeth Hertel, the wife of Curtis Hertel, the Michigan Democratic Party chair, who just made this statement. What they're looking at is reforming the Department of Health and Human Services in the amount of waste, fraud, and abuse going on in Medicaid here in the state of Michigan as well as across the country. Hertel continues. John James has spent his career failing in statewide elections and failing to show up for his own district. So why would we trust him to show up for Michiganders as governor? At a time when Donald Trump is tanking our economy, Michigan needs a leader who won't just fight for billionaires, but will fight for everyone. And John James is not that man, said Curtis Hertel. Well, it's interesting because, first of all, the economy isn't tanking. Let's get a point of clarification on this. Has the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, have they gone through corrections? Yes, because of the tariffs. But on Saturday morning, the Republican senators voted 51 to 48 to move Donald Trump's tax cuts that are due to expire this year to make them permanent. Number one. Number two, they passed a bill that will finish off the construction of our southern border, protecting America. Number three, they're putting more money directly into defense budget items that produce weapons. Number four, they're looking at expanding tax cuts, if they can get it passed by the House, that will eliminate taxes on overtime, Social Security, and tipped wages, along with lowering the corporate income tax. Folks, if they're able to get this passed in the House after it just passed in the Senate, Donald Trump signs this. This is going to put more money, more cash directly in your pocket. Put more money in the pockets of small businesses. This will absolutely change commerce in America. Foreign corporations will probably file to be incorporated in the United States at a lower corporate tax rate. In doing so, they will start paying money into our treasury, along with the tariffs that will be generating hundreds of billions of dollars. We're looking at reducing the national debt, not it continuing to climb, but to stop it, freeze it, and possibly start paying down on it. The cuts that they're going to make, because of DOGE's efforts, waste, fraud, and abuse in every single department in Washington, along with extra revenue coming in. What the Democrats in the legacy media, the fake news media, is trying to push is fear. That's exactly what they're doing. Going to gut Medicare and Social Security. Right. Tanking our economy? Everybody in the legacy media, the fake news media, over the weekend, Meet the Press, this week with George Stephanopoulos, all of them predicted a Black Monday yesterday. After 2 days, Thursday and Friday, of the stock market having a sell-off, yesterday, the S&P 500 went up. The NASDAQ went up. The Dow was only down like 200 or 300 points out of 38,000. It was no Black Monday. But you see, what they want to do is they want to create panic. If you're in the stock market, do not sell. The only time you're going to lose money right now in the stock market is if you sell. If you calm down, if you relax and ride this storm out as Donald Trump goes through his negotiating with these foreign countries, negotiating new trade deals with everybody, putting America first, not taking it in the behind like we've been doing for 30, 40 years. Ever since NAFTA, ever since the one world globalists and Wall Street. The way the corporations work, folks, is very simple. They don't care about Main Street America. They don't care about the common man. They don't care about the workers. What they're going to do is move their production to China to pay children to basically do the labor, child labor, of producing their goods at like $2 a day, if that, and then sell it back to us. Meanwhile, we're forced to go into service industry type jobs. We don't make anything anymore. There's no manufacturing. Brian Panabaker spoke about it on many news shows since he appeared in the Rose Garden with President Trump last week. Ford's Romeo engine plant, many other plants around Macomb County, completely shuttered and shut down. Why? Because they moved those jobs to Mexico. This is going to stop. And people need to relax, take a breath, don't sell any stocks. If you sell them right now, you're going to lose money. If you keep them and the Dow Jones ends up going to 50,000, which Peter Navarro is predicting is going to happen in a very short time, you're going to make money. Some people are already buying up stocks at these lower prices. Don't listen to the fake media. Don't listen to the legacy media. And surely do not listen to Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel. I can't believe how many false statements in this story. Unbelievable. Well, we're going to get to the final wrap-up. They have some polling back in January, which I'm sure led to the decision for John James to announce he's running for governor next year in 2026. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, wrapping up this story about John James' announcement that he's getting into the race for governor next year in 2026. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt was the first Republican to announce his run for governor. In a March poll done last month, showed him and James polling about the same. Although other polls had James up in a big hypothetical GOP primary. Nesbitt, James polling about the same versus Benson and Duggan came out on March 6. Earlier, Nesbitt announced back in January 14th. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is running as an independent, while the Democrat field has Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. There was another candidate, Marnie Sawicki, but I'm not sure she's still in the race or not. So it's going to be very interesting to see what this does to people like Kevin Rinke, Garrett Soldano, Tudor Dixon, many others possibly considering the run. We'll see if they now get in with this announcement by John James. I know the guy's been raising a ton of money. I get his text messages constantly, even though I put stop in there. I'm still getting them. The guy is just basically using his Rolodex from Washington, D.C. to raise money for this race. So we'll see. We'll see where we go with this. We'll see what direction this takes as far as other people getting into the race. What do you guys think? John James for governor? Personally, my answer is no. I'm not excited about this announcement in any way, shape, or form. However, if he takes up a lot of the Rhino vote, maybe, just maybe, the grassroots, the Patriots, the conservatives can put up a candidate that can compete against James and win the primary. Now, it's very interesting because nowhere in the story does it mention the fact that he's a congressman. He just won re-election in 2024 with Donald Trump on November 5th. Well, he has to run in 2026, announcing his run for governor, that means he's not running for re-election in that congressional seat. Very interesting, because now that seat becomes open. Is there people going to be running for it? Absolutely. There's one candidate already with a story we'll get to at 10:30, looking at the race very, very strongly. He serves basically Shelby Township, Macomb County, and surrounding areas, and it's going to be very interesting who gets into that race to replace him. So we'll see exactly where this goes and keep an eye on it. But I don't think, I'm just thinking out loud here, if another candidate is well-funded can put up a fight, I think this is going to be very, very interesting. Is it Eric Nesbitt? I don't think so either. Could be wrong, but waiting to talk to him. So we'll see. One other thing that we do want to mention, we have started a new quarter for the Nielsen's ratings. Greatly appreciate if you could help us get rid of the last few that we have. I believe we're down to about 75 rear window stickers. If you could text me your first and last name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put these stickers on, greatly appreciate it. Help us get rid of the last few that we have. You guys responded really well in the first quarter. We now have to get rid of these last few. So if you could text me, 231-360-5140. Again, your first name, last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you can pledge to put these stickers on. We greatly appreciate it. If you'd like a Doge sticker as well with them, just text me stickers, plural, and I'll send you what you want as far as stickers for the vehicles for the radio station and a Doge sticker. We don't have that many of those, but we will send those with them. So text me stickers, plural, and then your name, address, and how many vehicles you have for the radio station's rear window stickers, and we'll get those in the mail to you as soon as possible. Greatly appreciate you helping us do this. Hoping to be back online on Saturday. Communication with PIG this morning, and I'm going to be reaching out to my engineer, Dell Reynolds, to make sure we can get that accomplished on Saturday. Miss you guys tremendously. A lot of the text messages that I normally get, people not switching over just yet to yourdefendingfathers.com, the TuneIn app, but that's where you can find us until we get back up on the air on 97.7, hopefully again this weekend. So greatly appreciate you guys hanging in there, being patient with us. Not something we had any control over. But that's it for this hour. Next up, in the next half hour, Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse is over in Gaylord. He'll be joining us for an update over there, what they went through, and we'll find out all the new activities. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go.